Oh my goodness. Okay. Today we have, there's an operation going on around this, but it's just a conversation between me and one other person, but we feels better to say for some reason. So we have, in case you didn't see the title of the episode, Barbie Barker. I just like, oh my God. I loved this conversation so much. And I felt like we left this conversation and I was like, ah, we're best friends now. And I have always been intimidated by her so much. She's got the most badass fucking stage presence ever. And we'll talk about this whole thing too. We had this crazy initial connection and I was like, she hates me forever. I was like, oh my God, she hates me. She's like, I don't even remember that. So it's really telling and like indicative, I think, of like being a human being and how like no one is really paying attention to what you're doing. We're all just kind of stuck in our own headspaces and all that. So if nothing else, that's a great story. And this whole episode was such a blast. So I don't know if she knows it, but we are best friends now.
Talking to normal people.
Great. Okay, so, perfect.
Let's jump in.
I really only listen to like audiobooks now.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. And you know what? I don't really like going to shows, like big shows.
Me neither.
I like going to the shows that I'm playing. Yes. And I like going to my friends' shows.
Yep.
And I like getting music that way. But my God, if you invite me to like SPAC.
Dude.
I don't even know who could bring me.
No. Literally, I agree. I don't know. I can't tell if it's like me getting older. It's also like I definitely like since COVID very much like don't enjoy just like large crowds.
Yeah. And it's funny to we were talking about like being anxious people.
Yeah.
Picking a job that makes you be in front of people.
It's insane.
It's the dumbest thing that we could be doing to 100%. ourselves.
100%. It's so anxiety provoking.
But when I have the barrier of like, oh, I'm working, I have a barrier of like a stage, I have a barrier, and I bartend too, so it's like, oh, I have that barrier of like the physical bar where I can be like, okay, I'm around a bunch of people, but it's not bugging me out. Mm-hmm. But if I'm in the wild, out with people, I'm like rubbing my wrists together and I'm creating rug burns on my body and
mine is like picking my like
cuticles.
Yeah, the cuticles.
I chew on my cheeks.
Oh, really?
I think I have like lines on my face from like where I push like to chew on the inside
to, like,
of my
get
cheeks.
The cheek.
Weirdly, family trait. Oh. I've seen pictures of us at like Thanksgiving and I'm one of five siblings and all five of us are just like gnawing on our faces.
No way.
Yeah, it's probably a genetic
thing.
I don't know.
Just like, let me gnaw on this cheek. Or it's like a just kind of like a learned, you just all look at each other doing it and then you're like, yeah, that does feel good,
like,
doesn't it?
Oh yeah, like let me soothe in that way.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And I think sometimes for me, I spend a lot of time like disassociating. So
I love you.
This right back
so
at
great.
You.
This is so great.
Yeah. I spend so much time out of my body that I think sometimes too, like the picking of my cuticles when I'm really anxious, my cuticles are shot to shit because I'm just like, I think it's my body. It's like trying to use pain to pull me back in a little.
Yeah.
It's like, get back into your body.
I tell people a lot that like, when they're like, what is it like for you to be like before a show? I say like my consciousness is like tied on a balloon, like hanging off of my neck, and it's like floating somewhere over here, and I'm talking to you on complete autopilot. Meanwhile, my soul is freaking out up here somewhere else, so not on the same plane as anybody else there.
Nope.
It's so frustrating.
Oh my God. I have just maybe in the last few months, like since I've been going through like all this like autoimmune shit, that I'm just like, I literally, here's the thing. So this thing that we think that I have, we don't fully know yet. I won't know until December. I'm like 6 weeks away. I can't believe it. It's crazy. But basically the thing that kills people with the autoimmune that they think I have is stress.
Oh, jeez. Okay, so the autoimmune and the ADHD we are finding are now married. I have celiac, which is an autoimmune. Right. And like, yeah. So I totally get that. Mm-hmm. And like, yeah, our floating consciousness, like the constant overthinking.
Oh my
As God. I was, so celiac, I was stopping to get you some sweet treats on the way here from my job. And then I realized that I, you know, I can't eat them, which I thought was very rude. And I got upset. So I got a Red Bull.
I can't eat the treat that I'm bringing you.
but, oh gosh, what was my point here? My friends were like, oh, what do you got on your way to do? I'm like, I'm going to do a podcast. I'm really excited. And my friend goes, good luck. Have so much fun. And I was like, oh, I'm going to have so much fun. And I don't need luck because I'm asked on because of trauma dumping on someone at a wedding. Like this. This is how we're here.
I'm also like, and it was John and Angie's wedding, which was a beautiful night. My God. And
but the most beautiful wedding I've ever been to.
Truly.
The speeches, the most I've cried at, or they're not speeches, the vows, you know.
Oh my God, the vows.
They were beautiful. It was so beautiful. I mean, I did a speech that was amazing.
But. Oh, well, no, it was amazing. It was amazing. You literally got asked to do it 5 seconds before you had to do it. And then you just got up there and you were like, here we go. And it was amazing. But that's also like, I feel like that also speaks to like your ability to perform, because it's like, oh yeah, no, I got this. I'm in front of people all the time, you know?
Yeah, it really is such a weird juxtaposition to be so uncomfortable being so uncomfortable.
Yep.
Period. Yep. All the time. Literally all the time. I'm so nervous about everything.
Yeah. And then, which is so funny, because I was like, literally, okay, I think I was like messaging you about this on Instagram, but like, I think the first time I met you was at that Ramblers Home practice.
Do
you have this memory?
I have no memory of this like whatsoever.
I literally think about it all the time.
Whatsoever. And no, but you like, you touched my heart telling me that.
Yeah.
Like, it's so, yeah, let's bring this into context, because it's so funny.
Yeah,
it's,
because I was like, I had to go upstairs, and everyone's like, oh yeah, the bathroom's upstairs, because you were, it was like, this is at my house, right?
So yeah, we, John, Jesse, and I had a house, CAHQ, Candy Ambulance Headquarters.
Yes, that was, yes.
And we had a ton of like beautiful space for practice, for recording. So we just, it was great. Yeah. We had shows there, we had people come in, it was like this beautiful, John, Jesse, and I like, reminisce when we're on the road. We're just like, oh my God, we had, that was like I don't know, like peak. It was really just such a beautiful time for all of us to have that space.
I even think about like that time in general, and I'm just like,
the leaf blower,
the literal leaf. I'm like,
I heard about this.
Oh my God. This was I'm like,
how many leaves can we have
how
here?
Many leaves just the leaves never stop. I don't think that we don't have much sidewalk to be blowing right now.
Like, maybe he's like a voyeur and he's like, dude, very interested in podcasting.
No. Like, honestly, I could see that.
Bring him on.
If my landlord ever hears this, oh my God. My landlords, I just feel like all landlords are a little weird.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
It comes with the territory.
I think so.
I think managers of restaurants too. Like, you know, there's just, it's just, it's like, they're great. Similar. It's just like, what? Just a little.
And he also just like, they're very sweet. Like, we are very lucky. We have great landlords. Like, JP and I are pretty much like, we will live here until we buy a house, which will be never. But
yeah,
I don't know when we'll be able to afford to buy a house. But they're just like great. Like, we just, everything that we have, it's like whenever we have we literally just had a tree fall on the house.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they just cleared it yesterday. No, it just like tipped.
So scary though.
I know. I've never had that happen before. JP was like, because we have the train tracks right here. So he was like, sometimes the train will stop and then it'll stay here for a little bit. And then when it starts to get going again, the like cars will like clang together. As they're like starting to go again. And it'll make this sound that is every time it happens, I'm like, literally like my soul leaves, talking about our soul leaving your body.
Yeah.
It's so fucking scary. And so JP was like lying in bed like the other Friday morning. And then he was like, yeah, and I heard the sound. And I was like, oh my God, that was a really loud train car today. And he's like, and then I came out and then I was like, oh, there's a whole ass tree on the house.
Wow.
I was like, yeah, so it fell. But it's like, now we have one window, one really big window in our living room upstairs. Mm-hmm. And now it's like so much more sun. And I was like, great. I needed that, actually.
We thought we were stressed. And now.
Oh, we just needed sun.
Now we have extra sunlight.
Yes, perfect. Correct. Correct. But anyway, okay. But what were we talking about?
The you messaging. Okay, so.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
So Candy, we become. We become fast friends at John and Angie's wedding.
Yes.
And then realize that we've been retroactively, like, loving each other from afar.
Yeah.
But also nervous that we're not, like, good or something.
100%. No, that's 100%. Like, what? Because I'm like, you are, like, so cool.
Yeah, I know. Same. Like, literally.
Not like you're cool. Like, you're, like other level fucking cool. I don't know, dude. And then when you were just like, yeah, I, like, have anxiety. I was like, what? Because, like, you step on stage cool as a fucking cucumber.
I get that a lot. And I'm always like, well, I'm pudding. I don't know.
I'm pudding.
I, like, don't know. I don't know who the, like, superhero is or, like, the alter ego that, like, is able to, like, pull that off for me.
Is that, like, okay, I do have a question for you about that. Mm-hmm. Because I'm, like, when you're on stage with Candy Ambulance, I feel like, do you feel like it's more of an extension of you, not, like, wholly you? Like, or does it feel, like, a little character-y? Like, do you feel like you can find a little solace in that?
Yeah, little, definitely a little bit of character. When I'm, like, when I'm really in it, I know that I am great. Mm. Like, I know that I have the potential to be, like, great.
Mm-hmm.
But I get in my own head, I would say probably 80% of the time, where, like, I'm good.
Yeah.
I play well. I'm consistent. I'm, like, when I track, like, vocals, guitar, like, pretty much you could just layer them all on top of each other because I'm consistent. I practice to a metronome. I, like, you know, I know my stuff. It is layered. Like, it's completely studied and ready to go. And the thing that, like, when I can marry it, that makes me a really great performer is when I, like, let go and I don't care about it, and, like,
yeah,
and so many factors have to come into it for that to make sense, where I feel like I get that lightning only, like, maybe once every, like, eight. It's like a punch card. I, like, my tenth show is free.
I was gonna say, it happens maybe, like, twice a year. I feel like I get two of them where I'm just, like, locked the fuck in.
I just played a show and so many factors made me great this night. One of my best friends, and they're gonna love me saying this because I'm just like obsessed with them. My Tauruses, I don't know. Tauruses. Oh. I'm a Leo. I'm like triple Leo, two other fire signs. Like, I'm all, like, at my whole house is all fire except for my Venus, which is Cancer. So it's like fire, water. Yep.
That is wild. I also, my best friend in the world is a Taurus.
Taurus,
yeah.
And the thing for me is that I clue into them, and then it becomes an instantaneous, like, whirlwind of, like, do I want to be you? Do I want to be with you? Do I want to kill you? Yes. Am I jealous? Like, I spend the rest of my time that they will grant me is me just, like, tap dancing and being like, can I make you happy?
Yes,
like,
my Taurus.
I love Taurus.
Yes. Oh, my God. I love that. Can I make you happy?
Like, literally. Like, I may as well, like, put on, like, a cabaret for them every time I see them. So my sweet friend Lilo, who loves me in a way that's so funny that, like, he can accept my, like, silly, like, obsession with it, like, is, like, fine with the fact that I'm like, I'm in love with you. I don't, like, and I said that, like, immediately, you know, like, it was just, like, this instant thing. So he, one of his favorite artists happened to be touring in the area. He's from LA. We're not necessarily the biggest fans of him after meeting him, so I'm not gonna promote them.
Yeah, we're gonna have to talk about that.
But I wish them well. I still really love their music.
That's tough. Artists,
kill your heroes. It's frustrating. But so I played in the middle, and our friend Widow opened up, and so we played on the tree line of my friend's property. like oh outside. I brought this like funky little ottoman. We had like rugs out there, beautiful yes. like little fairy lights. Oh. I was wearing a like a red jumpsuit. I guess I'm a fan of jumpsuits because I'm wearing one right now.
I know, I love, we that love jumpsuit. Also. Mm-hmm.
We love it.
We do love a jumpsuit.
It's comfy.
Yeah. And you feel good on stage in it too.
Yes.
Because you like bend over and like all the, yeah.
The flow, it, you just always look.
And you always look good.
You, yeah, like whatever angle I, oh yes. my God. I have oh. so much to say about that. But like, yeah, so I had this like, I had a very cool polyester red jumpsuit on and fuck I play yeah. a pink guitar for my solo yes, stuff. Yes. So like that color combo was great. Cool. Like sitting on the ottoman in the woods. It's fall. It's crispy. Ugh.
It's crispy.
my voice was crispy. Like it was, ugh. It was fucked good. It was oh, so hell good. Yeah. I could feel like, I could hear people like whispering like, is she a fucking fairy? Like, is this?
And you're like, yeah, I am.
Yeah, literally. It was so good. Oh and God. I was playing this new chills. Song that's like about like, you know, I'm saying like, oh, my, like I'm capable of lighting up. I can be great without warning. It's 2:30 in the morning. Like here I am. Like, and I had never played the song before. Mm-hmm. And like the chorus is like, now she's all mine. I can pick her up. I can tell her she's ugh. Fine. Like talking about myself yes. and like feeling confident.
I have a song about that too, where I talk about fearless little girl. Yes. Like this little, yes. girl. Yeah.
Like mm-hmm. pick her up. Yeah. Let's mm-hmm. cradle her. Mm-hmm. And I want to think that I'm healed enough ugh. To like really actually believe the bullshit that I'm talking about. And so that was my 1 out of 10 punch card. Yeah. I did it. I felt it. I was ugh. It. I existed in that space. But I can't always. So yeah. It's not. I'm not always that confident. Like,
I also think, like, I think as musicians, I think so many people would say that. That it's like, I don't think any of us can operate from that space all the time. I think, like, because it's almost like when I get into that space, it feels more like woo-woo, universe, something's coming through me.
Yeah.
And I can't, I don't know if that would be sustainable. Would it?
It'd be draining.
Or would it? I think it would be really draining, right? Yeah. It drains you in a different. It drains you in a different way.
And I think some people are like capable of having confidence all the time. Yeah. You know, a lot of the times it's overinflated. You know, depending.
So true. Yeah.
But like when someone really does have like that comfortable confidence that they earned and they just
yeah
not that they earned or but you know just it's no, a I know deserved what you mean. Thing. Yes. That's a cool, I really look up to people yes. like that where I'm like, yes. oh, I wish I could, or not. Yeah, I don't know.
Isn't it a weird balance?
It's a weird balance. And we were saying earlier that like, you know, when you're really a super anxious person, you can tend to like overthink things to the point where they're like egotistical and really like almost selfish. And yeah, it just that overthinking is like not.
Yeah, and it's kind of like I don't know. And
oh,
it's,
go I'm ahead. Sorry. I'm so sorry that my actual point for that for starting yes. that was that you know it can feel like egotistical and you can be going to this space of like oh my gosh I'm thinking about only myself, but I also one of the things that I really really deeply love about myself is that my ability to keep being vulnerable no matter what happens, no matter wow. like what punches.
Yep.
Keep coming my
just,
way.
You just, like, you just made me like, because I think I resonate with that.
Yeah, I yeah. love that. I love that yep. part of me. Like, I yeah. love that. I love that I've let my heart get broken a million times over and over in so yeah. many different ways. And I can do that, like, with, like, when you say, like, heartbroken, you know, people think, like, oh, I've fallen in love or whatever. It's like, no, I can get my heart broken
so many different ways.
In so many different ways. And I'm still willing to. Like, mm-hmm. I'm ready. I'm willing. I'm willing to cry. I'm ready. Wow. Like, it's okay. It's yeah. like, I like that part about myself.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't change it for anything. Ugh. However, I'm an anxious little fucking wreck.
I know. And like, and talking about just like the anxiety and like jealousy and like all these things. Mm-hmm. And I do think about all these other people who walk around with this confidence and I'm like, I wish I fucking had that. And I was like listening to this podcast once, couldn't tell you what it was or who said it or whatever. But this girl was talking about how if you want that aspect of that person, you have to have their entire life that comes along with it. Mm. Like you can't like pick and choose the piece because like they are the way that they are because of everything that they've been through. So like, because I look at certain people and I'm like, oh, I wish I had, why didn't I get that show? And why don't I have that career? And why don't I have that confidence? Why don't I have that? And then, like, she, I heard this girl say that and it cracked something open inside of me. And I was like, oh, like, if I wanted that, then I wouldn't have this. I wouldn't have that vulnerable piece of me. I wouldn't have the relationship I have. I wouldn't have the home that I have. I wouldn't have, it wouldn't be my music. Mm-hmm. I love my music.
Yes.
I don't want to write any other music. I do too. Like, I don't want to write any other music and I don't want anybody to have my music either.
Yeah.
You know, like, I, and it kind of like reframed this thing for me where I was like, oh no, actually, like, I fucking love my life.
Yeah.
Like, it fucking sucks, but like, yeah, you know, there's so many things going on at any given time that are so fucking hard and heartbreaking, yeah, and like whatever. But I'm just like, God damn, like, if I had to choose, it would be this. Like, it wouldn't be that. I actually don't want that because I actually don't really even like you that much because you're too confident.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing is, like,
with no basis.
Right. Oh, God, the amount of times.
So much shit.
The amount of times, you know, that's the person that's like, played for 45 minutes as the opener and they're like, can we have three more? Like, dude, asking the audience, dude, like, don't ask the audience. No. Don't ask the audience how your guitar sounds if it needs to be turned up. Do not, just stop it.
Yeah, correct.
Just stop it. I'm such a huge fan of playing like 30 minute sets.
Oh my God, I love a 30 minute.
That's my favorite.
Oh, so good.
For both the band and solo.
Really?
Yeah, honestly, yeah. It's just leave them, you know,
yep,
leave them happy. Leave
100%.
Them, like, you don't know. I mean, this could be the fact that I don't like going to music. I don't like music shows.
I know. I feel so stupid. I also feel so old, and I'm like, I'm also a musician, and I'm but it was like, oh, I might have to cut this out, but our friends were playing a show, and I was like, JP was like, oh, we should go. And I was like, it sounds like shit in there. It's always too loud. There's like 9 bands on the bill. Our friends are playing last. They're not going to go on until 10 fucking o'clock. And then also, it starts at 8, which means it's really going to start at 8:30 or 9.
9, yeah, 9.
And I'm like, I can't play that game anymore. I just can't. I'm going to have so much anxiety and I'm going to leave and my ears are going to be ringing. And I'm going to be mad.
And that's always the show. Like, when you're playing that show, the mm-hmm. one you just described, that's when you have like 6 or 7 people show up at, like, before doors.
Yes.
And they're just standing there. And, you know, like,
yep,
they're, you know them as like fans. They come to every show, but maybe you're not necessarily like, sit down and talk to them before, yes, a show, like, yes, level of closeness.
Yep.
However, you're just sitting there like, oh my God, here's this person that gives a shit about what I'm doing. Yes. And now they're just going to sit there,
yes,
for 2 hours. Oh. Wait, it's so stressful.
God, and it is because I also really, I can't talk to people before a show.
I hate it. I hate talking to people.
Oh my God. And honestly, I hate talking to them after too, but I'd rather do it after.
Much rather. Yeah.
Yeah.
While before I'm holding some merch in my hands that, yes, I can put into your hands while we're talking, you don't even notice it, like, yeah, I'm sly. I just, oh, how much? So, did that. You want that? Did you want? Because you have been taking up my time at the table here. You mm-hmm. did you want to
buy? That's actually so funny. Ah, like, crafty. I've never thought about that before. Where it's kind of like, hey, you're kind of taking up my time, and just kind of, and because I'm always just so like, I'll just like, after my shows, especially lately with like all these like new songs I've been playing, people come up to me and then just kind of trauma dump all over me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Which, yeah, is also, oh my God,
fine.
No,
I'm like, that's kind of what I want my songs to do.
Yeah,
but it is kind of like, you are taking up my time.
No,
you
that's,
could buy a CD.
I think that's, I really think that's a totally fair,
yeah,
line to draw, because if you're resonating with what I'm doing, you should help support me. Like, mm-hmm, did mm-hmm. you, are you buying a beer? Like, it's $10. Give me $10, right, bucks. Like, just, right, throw it in my Venmo. Like,
I know.
Sometimes, yes, I'm like, really, that is one thing I am confident about, and I always have been, is like money and being like asking for money.
What you're worth. What you're worth is. It, yeah.
Not even close to what I'm worth. Yeah. We couldn't pay ourselves back. You literally, you could be a fucking millionaire off your music and you could not pay yourself back for all the weirdness,
so
the time,
true,
the effort, the not playing with the other kids and going, yep, home and like learning this thing, like it's, and honing something and crafting something, like it's,
oh my God,
you can't, there's no amount of money, so I don't mind asking for, you know, being like, it costs fucking $200 for 30 minutes of my time to play, plus feed me, plus, you know, like, I'm sorry. I'm not. And like, that's the bare fucking minimum.
Correct.
200 is a steal. You are lucky. Yep. Like, oh, I love
that energy.
I have a lot of confidence with money, like with that kind of stuff. And the band, especially, that's higher, you know, it's just like, no, I'm not. We are airtight. We are bringing a great show.
Yeah.
We are professional as fuck. We've never been late.
Yep.
There was a car accident time on a tour, and we weren't even late, but we let them know that we might be. Yeah. Like,
you're like, no, we don't fuck around.
Fuck you, pay me.
Yeah. Like,
I'm sorry.
It took me way too long to get there.
Yeah.
But also, like, I feel like when I was, okay, now to get us back to where we started, because like when I was first coming around, like I went to college and then came back, so it was around like 2016 or so, and you guys were like, fuck it. I mean, you're still here, but you guys were like, it was like I remember, like, it was like candy and like,
yeah, like, we definitely like rippled. We caused
and I feel like that was like, I mean, you're still doing it, so it's just wild. But I was just like, I was so fucking intimidated by all of you. Like, it was crazy. And JP and John are like friends from forever.
Yeah, they're childhood friends.
Like, yeah. And even being at this wedding, I was like looking around and I was like, all these people here are so fucking cool. Like, I was like, what am I doing here? Like, how did I get here? You know, like, I just happened to be like JP's person. So I'm like, here I am with him. But it was like, it was so fucking awesome to like sit next to you and like have that conversation, because like literally this, okay, so the first time we met is me walking upstairs during a Ramblers home practice. It's me and Carolyn walking up because I have to pee, and then there was a dog, and so like the dog fence was up, and
my dog is aggressive, so I'm definitely very careful, so I probably was clear with you, like, you know, or like, I, you know, I just probably, but it's also like not my normal state to be like, don't do something. I'm usually like
yes, but it was just so funny. I was like, I came up and I was like, I saw you, and I was like, oh my god, like, it's her, you know. It was like kind of that vibe, and I was like, holy shit. And then I was like, so just like, I was like it was like meeting a famous person. It's like how it felt, and I just was like, so like, oh my god. And then you were like, okay. I was like, I just really have to pee, and you were like, okay, well, the dog's here, just like give it a second. And I was like, okay. And just like stood there, like, I couldn't like comprehend like what you were telling me to do, where it was like, maybe go down and come back up in a little bit. And I just couldn't even like intake it. And then I was like, okay. And I remember just like trying to move the fence and you just being like, what the fuck? And I was just like, and then ever since I had that interaction, I was like, oh my God, she fucking hates me. Forever.
And again, no recollection of this. And you don't even remember it. No memory of it. Oh my god. And I also have a similar like parasocial thing where I'm just like, oh my god, she's so cool. Like, how do I, and like, you know, knowing that John works with you and like hearing all the cool stories about what you guys have done together. I was intimidated.
Oh, so, oh my god, I can't even believe that. I'm like, you're on another level from me. Like, you are on another fucking level, dude.
I feel the same. It's crazy.
That's nuts. Oh my god.
Yeah, and then also thinking about like learning how to navigate a dog that's aggressive. I probably was just like also anxious and being 100%. Like, I don't know how to explain. Like,
right.
I just don't want you to get bit.
It's so, yes.
Well, there's like, and these are some of the other things that keep me up at night are, you know, when you talk to somebody and they tell you a story like that and you're like, holy shit, we're just walking around doing this all day
to each other,
just dropping it and dropping our bullshit on each other all the time.
It's so true.
It's kind of why I like bartending, because I think of it as like a way to like practice equanimity and like boundaries and kindness and you know, hopefully not doing that to a point of my own detriment.
Yep.
Like, you know, don't be kind to the person who's not being kind to you, but for the most part, like, people are just wanting to be nice to each other. I truly believe that. Like,
I think so too. And I think sometimes people just like, when people act out, I'm just like, oh, you just have so much unhealed shit going yeah. on. You don't even know where to put it.
Yeah.
And so now it's just like coming out at me. And it's like, there's kind of like those like dumb fucking throw pillow sayings, right? But I'm like, there's a reason. There's a reason why those are the things that we keep kind of repeating amongst humanity of like, be kind, you never know the battle everyone yeah. else is fighting, whatever that is. But it's like, I feel like I didn't fully understand that until like, this is so funny, actually. My grandfather passed away, and in 2018, because it was the same year that my mom got diagnosed with cancer also. Mm-hmm. So it was like kind of this whole thing. And so he died, and then the next day, I went up to a coffee shop in Saratoga. I was working downtown at the time, and I walked up to a coffee shop in Saratoga to just like get like a latte or whatever. And I walk up, and I'm just like emotionally fucking shot, right? And I'm like, I just want this latte. And this guy working there was like really hustling the musician thing at the time. And he was like, oh, hey, like what's going on? Whatever. And I was like, actually, I was like, I'm having like a kind of like, we were kind of, we were friendly. I wouldn't say we yeah. were friends, but you know, you just coexist in the musician space.
Yeah.
And I was just like, and it was, but it was like, we had had deep enough conversations where I could look at him and be like, yeah, actually my grandfather just passed away. So I'm like kind of just like here to like get myself a little pick me up. Cause mm-hmm. I'm like feeling tough today. And so, like, I said that to him, and then he was like, oh, okay, do you want to sign up for my newsletter?
Jesus.
Literally in the same breath. Like, it literally was like, and there was no acknowledgement of, like, what I had just said. And I was like, oh, you're just so stuck in this place of, like, being this guy. You couldn't even, like, see what I, you couldn't see or hear anything I just said. Like,
yeah.
And I was like, I never understood that fully of, like, oh, you literally, like, we're all walking around.
Yeah.
Going through whatever the fuck we're going through. And it's just like, I never understood that until then. And then I was like, oh, that's it. And then I'm like, and that's why I also feel like maybe I'm really bad at like being that person who's like, hi, my name is Angelina, and you should listen to, I want you to listen to my music. Uh-huh. Listen to my music, and I want you to book me, and I want you to do this. Because I'm just like, it feels so aggressive and weird.
Yeah, it's not your nature. Well, I think the thing, I think what you're describing is like, you're tapped into like a presence. You know, whether it's like a wildly anxious presence, it is like who you are in the moment.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And I feel similarly. It's very difficult when people ask me how I am to not answer like fully.
Yeah.
Which is why, you know, you and I started talking so intimately, oh like the second like, we started
loved
talking.
That.
Oh,
it was amazing.
It's the, to me, the epitome of the word stunning. Like it, because stunning. It brings you like and it happens a lot when I'm waiting tables or bartending where you know I'm just like going through the motions and hi, how are you, like good. Yep. good and then somebody like really is like present.
Yeah.
And it stuns me, it paralyzes, it like yes. bring like for a moment it brings me ugh. And then I'm like, oh, we're tapped in.
Yeah,
okay,
yep,
all right. Yes. Like this is why I'm here.
Yes,
like
yes I
say this all the time where I'm like, isn't like the point, the whole point, like, aren't we supposed to like suck the juice? Like, aren't we supposed to like have the nectar? Like, I want to like, I want to bite it off the tree. I don't yep. even want to take it off the tree. I just want to suck on it from yes. like the, it's, give oh. me the sap. Give
yes.
me, I love words. I love like,
yes.
I
well, love you're a songwriter.
That. Like, uh-huh. I don't know. I love that drippy. Yeah. Yes. I don't know. There's,
oh, hell yeah.
I just hell love yeah. it. I just want to drip everywhere.
Yeah. Which is amazing. And I it makes me think about this podcast I was listening to. They had a guy who practices Satanism on it. Mm-hmm. And he was talking about how he's, because everyone's like, oh, Satanism. Yeah. And then he was like, no, actually, like, he's like, I'm not like walking around like, kill the children, drink the blood.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm walking around like, no, actually, like, the snake came through and got them out of this fucking garden.
Yeah.
And freed them. And I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
And that kind of makes me think of just like that juicy, sappy. Like, eat the thing, do the thing. Like, yeah. That's what the fuck else are we here for?
Yeah.
Like, you are the universe experiencing itself as this fucking thing.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's funny too, because I'm like, It's so hard to describe, I guess. I haven't landed on a word that I love, because like I used to be like, oh, I'm very spiritual, not religious. But now I'm like, no, bitch, I'm fucking religious.
I know, isn't that funny?
I am. I fuck with God.
Yeah.
But I also fuck with Satan. Like, I fuck with them all.
100%.
I'll read any text.
Same.
Like, and pretty much find something to like resonate.
Yeah.
With
yes. Also that.
In all of
and
it.
Also, when you start to look at all these things, you start to realize that they're all kind of saying the same thing, just
yeah.
in a different way.
Yes.
And I'm like, why are we fighting wars over this?
Right. And then, and then I hear myself and I'm like, oh, bitch. Like when you're like, I'm religious. I have like a very cool, like, vintage Avon, like, cross necklace. It's
dope.
It's dope. It's great to wear for like shows.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh my God, am I cosplaying a Catholic? But also I get to fucking have God however I want. Uh-huh. I get to like think of
your definition of it. Yeah.
Yeah. And I do really believe in that. And then I'm like, but I know how this sounds.
I know. And especially like now that I've started this podcast where I'm just like, oh, and all these things that I think and feel are going to be like permanently recorded is yep. kind of wild. Because I'm also just like, well, I talk about this all on stage, but this is such a different, it's so different.
it's very permanent. Oh, well, I mean, maybe not so much. I was wondering if you would be here today because I have a bone to pick with your producer, Andy.
Oh my God. Andy's going to hear this. Oh my God. I'm so excited.
He's going to hear this. He's going to know I've got beef. So, oh you know,
God. I got in, beef
in preparation for doing this podcast. Obviously, you know, I'm listening to the episodes that you've put out and I think, oh, wait a second. I did a podcast with Andy.
Oh
yes. Way back on Unsigned 518.
Yeah.
Yes. So I think what better way to prepare than to listen to my own voice and how good I am at podcasts. And I go to look it up. Andy, it's scrubbed. Where is it? I arguably one of the most compelling pieces of journalism is podcasting journalism.
This is definitely journalism.
One of the most compelling pieces of journalism to, I would say, to ever come out on the internet. It's gone. Where is it?
Delete.
Andy.
Oh my God. He's going to be like, listen to this and be like, ooh.
You're just kidding. I love you, buddy. I love you. That was one of the funnest podcasts. I think we like immediately, I don't know if we talked about music at all. We talked about aliens and we walked to go get batteries and
together?
Yeah, we didn't have batteries it was very funny. We jumped right into like the weirdest shit. Like
I fucking love that. I also like Andy is one of those people like when he approached me to do this, I was like, "Yes," because I was like, "I like you."
No, he's great. Like, he's so great.
So good. Like I'm just like, and he's just here to like support like everyone in a way where I'm kind of like, are you okay?
Yeah.
Like where I'm like, how are you? How are you doing?
What is your sign?
Right.
That's a funny thing too, where it's like religion. I talk about signs all the time. I know maybe like four of them intimately. Yeah, I really am not like
me too. And I'm like, I also always say like, well, I don't really know much about it. But then I'm like, oh, but here's all this shit I know about a Taurus, and here's all this shit I know about Virgo. And
because it applies directly to me. Like
here we are again at like being the main character. Yes, that's so true. Because I'm like, I only know this much about a Libra because I'm dating one and I needed to know when we first got together how our compatibility was going to be. Duh. Like,
if you don't think I'm Googling our compatibility, you're like, probably immediately. Like, then you weren't worth my time.
Then we're not going to be friends. We're not. So I'm also like, whenever I get into shit like that, because I do like a lot of, we can really get into this.
Let's do it.
Like a lot of weird shit.
Yes.
So like one of my favorite things is this gem girl I see. She's actually going to be on this podcast, which I'm so fucking excited about. She is amazing. She does like intuitive gem work. Like you walk in and then she's like, hi, I picked these gems for you. Like I sat with your energy intuitively and like picked these for you. And then like, I'm always, and then like that. And then like, for my friend's bachelorette, she's like, oh yeah, I want to have like readings done. And I found this lady who like she did like bones and stones. She has like a little clutch full of like all of her little like talismans and like throws them and reads the bones and stones for you. There was a literal raccoon penis bone that she would take the raccoons and do like the, you know, what do you call it?
Like in
taxidermy.
Oh, okay. So I was going to say insemination.
To the dead raccoon. Wow.
It's like Reanimator. I mean, it is the Day of the Dead.
Yeah, it's true. Oh my God. But she would take these and like take the bones out of the raccoons and shit and like do all that stuff. So she was like, oh yeah, this is like this is a penis bone that I pulled from a raccoon. I was like, we were all like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And then like whenever I go and talk about this shit, it's the same thing where I'm always just like, well, I'm not religious, right? And or it's the thing where I sit there and I'm like, oh my God, like this fucking shit is like, there's a tiny part of my brain that's like, really, Angelina, we're doing this again?
Yeah.
And then at the end of it, I'm like, of course. course we're doing this again. It was amazing. And like, she read me for filth, you know, like,
yeah,
it's yeah, it's so funny. So I'm like, it also, like, for me, the like religion is just such a tough word, mm-hmm. I think. And yeah, it comes with so much weight behind it. But it's like, you almost get so spiritual that you come back and become, and you do be, it's religion.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I think about a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. I have, and people give me gifts a lot that are very like I, people tend to give me bones, and it's not something that I like ask for, but I've had like multiple people, or like people get me like tarot cards, like decks of tarot, like spell stuff. And it's not anything that I actively like put out there. Yeah. But then once I have them, I'm like, oh, cool. So now I have like this altar. It's got, it's actually, it, if you were going to, so my solo project is my middle name, Barbara, Barbie mm-hmm. Barker. And if I wanted to like describe Barbie, I think this is perfect. We've got bones, and we have a tarot deck, and we have a baseball, and we have all my Chanel. I have Mademoiselle. Stop. I have Chanel number 5. And then I have these like this. Satanic hands yes. that I put like diamonds on. Stop. Like, yeah. So like,
oh my,
you know, it's
God.
All the, it's, you know, we're smoking cigarettes yeah. while we like pray at this like witchy, ugh. But also like America, like, you know, oh like God. We got the baseball, yes. we got the like,
how does the baseball factor in?
I found it.
Oh.
And then John and I started writing a song about it that's like, I found a baseball on the ground and I can't put it down. And I'm like, oh actually, is God. That something? Like,
is there something in that?
Mm-hmm. Can Candy Ambulance pull off like this oh, weird like Springsteen or like early, do we make it early Kings of Leon? Like, what do we do? Like,
God. Also like love early Kings of Leon.
Yeah. And yeah. I realize now I just pronounce it Leon.
Leon. Like, early Kings of Leon.
I actually followed them around like Fish at one point in
no
my life.
Way.
Yeah. I went on like a road trip and went to like all of their, out. I yeah. Obsessed is not even
I
the right word.
I see that. That makes
love
sense.
Love them so much.
Wow.
So much.
Found a baseball.
It's got legs.
Yeah,
and I found a baseball on the ground and I can't put it down. Because I live near RPI, like where they do baseball practice, and I found one. And I always make like jokes where I'm like walking my dog, like, hey, boys. You know?
Of course. Yes. You must.
And then I find their baseball, and and that's why they come and talk to me.
And they can't put it down. Yes. Oh my God. I fucking love it. Wow. That's so cool. And I also like, I love like, I think that this is probably why I like really respect you and think that you're so cool, is because you do have such a clear like knowledge of like who you are, and you're not like sorry or afraid to show it. You know what I mean? And then you're like, yeah, this is Barbie Barker is like all this shit. Like, I am all of these things.
Yeah. No I matter how that. Disconnected they may seem
but
at
not,
first.
Right. Cause it's like, no, somehow like it's you.
Well, yeah. And like, you know, I really want to always be like owning the true part of it, you know, like, I think a lot of the times people want to like put themselves out there as like, you know, I'm this specific narrative of an artist, and like, you'll never catch me fucking up and saying something like, something incorrect or, you know, mm-hmm. something like flawed. Mm. And I'm like, yeah, you know, I just said, I like religion and I will have a baseball for America. You know, it's like, you yes. could interpret that as like, oh, fuck this girl. Like, but that's, it's not, you know, it's just, it's,
yeah,
it's an aspect. And, you know, maybe it was a stupid thing to say, but I, you know, like, or not those examples yeah. specifically, but like, you know, I've definitely, you know, we're all flawed. Like, I'm not, my opinion is not fucking right ever. Yeah. Like, it's yes. ready to evolve. It's That's, willing yes. to evolve.
Yes.
No matter what, I'm okay to be wrong. Yep. And like, I think a lot of the times we try to like put out like a specific narrative of like, I'm infallible. I'm right. I know.
I have how it all to, together.
Yeah. yeah. And, you know, like operating in a space, artists are typically, you know, we want to be right. You know, not right, but like just, we love, yes. we're loving, wow. we're tapped in, we love people,
just
you know?
Is a good
so
word.
We think mm-hmm. that we're like promoting all the correct things, but also, you know, sometimes I look back and I'm like, oh my God, I was a bitch that day, or like, you know, I sucked that day, or yes. What I said was fucking stupid and possibly unhealthy or harmful, you know. It's like, it's a possibility, like, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Like,
I have to be.
I think that that's just like being human.
Yeah, for sure.
But I also think that like the people who, I mean, and maybe I shouldn't make such blanket statements, but again, fine with being wrong. Mm-hmm. Prove me wrong. And I feel like the people who are so set and cemented in like their beliefs and their belief system and themselves, and it gets like just so tight and so rigid. And I'm just like, where is like the fluidity of like being a human? Because I think like there is like a dance about it.
Yeah. I think something that I'm sort of beginning to like adjust back into like a comfortability with is like self-promotion in the current climate is so confusing. So I will say like lockdown, BLM, like all of that happening, the Women's March, like all that happening like decently close to each other for me.
And also aliens.
And also aliens.
That all happened.
Jersey, we were seeing those fly over. That was crazy. I mean, it's we've had so much information coming our way, but those, you know, were really like impactful things that made me feel like, shut up. Why, like, shut the fuck up. Who cares about you? Like,
I completely agree.
I don't know, just do something better with your life and your time. And it made me feel really, like, isolated and insular and bad about, like, trying to make art. And now it's like, okay, well, actually, that was, like, that is your purpose. Like, this is why you're here. And I do it in a gentle way that like to the point where nobody is fucking looking for me to fail. No one is looking for my failure. No. You know what I mean? Like no one.
No, I remember learning that in college. Actually, this was like one of those things that has stuck with me for forever was like, so I went to school for musical theater. Mm-hmm. So auditioning. Oh God,
that must be like, it's all the things to think about yourself, the reflection, like
there's so much going on.
I would have floundered.
Oh my God.
I went to a really small school, so I was like the art kid.
Oh,
like
the one.
Yeah. Like,
no, this was like put a bunch of musical theater kids in a college and see what happens. Like, it's fucking insane. But, I remember someone saying like auditions is like, okay, we always get so nervous for like debilitating anxiety for auditions. I think I had anxiety for auditions for a different reason, because I was walking into rooms and like at the time the thing was like, you wear nude heels and a jewel tone dress that's what you audition in. And I was just like, I've never felt more uncomfortable in my body in my entire fucking life. Like, terrible. But I remember this one guy saying, actually, like, they want you to walk in the room and be good.
Yeah.
They want you to be their next person. They want you to walk in and be like, that's it. That's her. We're hiring her.
Yeah.
So I was like, I think about that sometimes too. Like when I need that, when I'm stepping on stage, I'm like, no one is looking for me to fail. Actually, everyone. Also, most people paid to come and see me.
They're literally here because they have an interest in what you're doing.
Yes.
And even so, if weird. You do, I still can't fail, really
comprehend that.
You ever like fuck up pretty bad and then you like laugh and you acknowledge it and people just find it so fucking charming.
Yep.
They love it.
Yep. And
they
also,
but it's not a piece in like
they
a
remember.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh my God, that was so cute and so funny. And then it goes, and then it's like, but it's not the biggest moment from the show. The biggest moment from the show is whatever meant the most to them. But it's like that's a moment that they're just like, it's okay. Like they just hold you through it.
Yeah. And it's fine. You know, it's like that's what I'm afraid of. But it's like what
I know.
Literally, like, what is the worst?
That's so funny.
What's the worst thing? Like, man, I for Candy, I think it's even harder with the band, which is fun, like interesting, because
I'm curious how you feel about that, because we both do solo and band stuff.
I think the band stuff, since we're a three piece, I do feel like, you know, my guitar playing is a pillar, like, you know, we're a triangle, we're all holding up this like equal thing, and like I have a lot of confidence in my performance, my stage presence, and my singing.
Yep.
Guitar, however, okay, that's been like That's been a journey. So yep. I play a white flying V. You know, yes. You gotta have you gotta have some fucking eggs. I had the eggs to pick that as a guitar. It's huge. Yeah. It's a big ass fucking guitar. It's a statement. And I'm a reformed pick me. I'm working very hard to get past that.
Yes.
I mean, like, you didn't really understand Fight Club as much as I did, like, when it first came out, but I'm willing to let other women enjoy that movie.
Oh my God. I fucking love that. I'm that under so deep. I'm like, oh my fucking God. You know, like that. Oh my God. Yeah.
I was a bitch to my best friend for liking Fight Club. We literally got into like a fight.
Oh my God. About Fight Club.
Because I was like, I showed it to her and she liked it, and that pissed me off. Because I was like, you don't
want it to be weird and avant-garde.
I'm the only.
Oh my God. I'm the only one who can get it, though. Yeah. Yep.
Oh my God. So I think I still have these like really stupid ingrained things of like, I have to be one of the boys. Oh. I'm one of the boys. Yeah. And so like playing guitar for me, like I didn't really know how to play that much when Candy started.
Wow.
Like I'd never really done any like soloing.
Yep.
And so that's been like a journey that I've taken to get good at, and now I fucking shred. I'm great. Fuck, like I'm all over the place. I can. I'm rhythm. I am guitar. I'm the guitar in the band. Like I'm all of it.
Yeah.
And I'm good at it. Like
fuck yeah.
For sure. But took me a minute, and I'm still not totally there. So I'm always really focused on like, you have to fucking show the cut of your jib with the guitar. Like you cannot fuck this up. You gotta prove it to these boys that
God.
You can fucking play.
Yeah.
You earned this flying V. And it like wouldn't even fucking matter if all I did was just play, you know, like however I want to play. Like who cares?
Mm-hmm.
But and I love it with just like dudes playing guitar. I'm like, yeah, you're good at guitar, but so is fucking everyone.
Right.
Guess who else is good at guitar? Everyone. Everyone.
Yeah. It's so true. Like everyone, at my fucking primary, my last appointment, my doctor was like, yeah, I play guitar. And I'm like, oh, that's so cute.
Yeah,
like,
of course.
But I'm like, literally everyone does. Like, everyone does. Yeah.
And everyone's pretty good at it.
That's so wild, actually, to think about that.
Well, because I don't know. I think, you know, growing up, it was like alternative. To be like a girl playing guitar.
Oh, totally. Like,
you know,
totally.
A girl musician. And I think that, I mean, there's still some of that.
Oh, there's, I will say, I 100%, like when I mean, I don't know if he'll ever hear this either. Maybe I just like won't say his name, but, and we can talk about this
later.
Yeah,
we can. But, the tea after. The Red Bull after.
Correct. You'll have the Red Bull, I'll have the water, and a donut.
No one should be drinking Red Bull. I'm 37 years old. I should not be drinking Red Bull.
Honestly, I saw you come in with that Red Bull, and I was like, that's a choice. GP also drinks Red Bull. I'm like, stop drinking Red Bull.
I'm so trashy. Like, you have no idea. We can definitely, we should go into that because we were talking about.
That's right.
Yes. Like, me drinking the root beer and singing in a cold room, and you're like, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
Yes. I'm so gross. Finish your point, and we'll talk about how gross I am.
Because I'm like, that's right, you did post that on Instagram, and I was like, are you kidding me? Oh my God. Because you were drinking a root beer recording in a freezing cold room, and I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Your vocal cords are like, help.
When the last time that I went to the dentist, I have very white teeth somehow. And they were like, oh, it's so clear that you don't like eat a lot of sugar or like drink sodas or drink alcohol or coffee. Like you take really, and I was like, it's literally all I do.
Oh my God.
It's like so trashy. I eat candy, like gum, like Mike and Ike's.
Oh my God.
Every day.
What a weird choice.
Oh, sour Mike and Ike's. Oh, it's got to be the most sour. They're like the most sour candy that's ever been invented. It's amazing. I wish I had some right now to show you.
You didn't buy them when you got your Red Bull?
I didn't. They have them at like the corner store near my house, but I don't think they sell them that.
I'm like,
they're not that common.
I've never seen them.
I have to
seek
them out.
They're stocked for you.
They probably honestly do. like that. I wear like the juicy tracksuits. Like I walked the mile, you know, I didn't run the mile, you know,
I walked the mile.
I'm smoking cigs. I wear chokers still. I drink Red Bull. I'm like literally.
Yeah.
Trash. Just a trash human being.
Because like I would not have guessed, like when we were talking at the wedding and then you were like, yeah, no, I'm super just trailer trash. Mm-hmm. I was like, what? Like I was like, I never would have bet that. I was like, what? Because I mean, I grew up in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
So I'm like very familiar with the girls and their like velour juicy.
Yes.
Yeah. With like studs
on one. I wear it all the time.
But I love that. I also like love a choker.
Love a choker.
Give me a choker.
The like ones that look like henna tattoos, you know, totally. Like what are those called? I
those
forget.
Like stretchy,
yeah,
like
yeah,
90s.
Yeah. I have a bunch
my
of
sister,
those.
My sister had them, and I would like steal them. I thought they were so cool.
Yeah,
it was all I wanted to wear, and a poncho.
And a poncho, yeah.
That was me in middle school.
What else do you need?
And like chunky boot heels, like black, and like yes. Like flared jeans, and a poncho, and a choker.
I've been seeing a lot of flares.
The
flares
are back.
Flares are back.
Flares are back.
We love it.
I love a flare, honestly. To see it. Yeah, yeah. That's a graphic. You're like, I'm just trash.
I'm just.
I love that.
It's funny too because I'm also very healthy. Like weirdly, like
that's so insane.
Yeah, like I'm every time I go to the doctor, they're like, everything's great. You got low blood pressure. Like you're like.
Meanwhile, I'm the most anxious person in the world.
I never sleep. My free time.
I was gonna ask you.
Rotten. Literally nothing. Video games, TV, scrolling on my phone.
Yeah.
Like just horizontal.
Horizontal.
I do not do a goddamn thing. But I also.
That's so nice.
I
wish.
I don't guilt myself for that because I'm also like, dude, you fucking. I work 2 bartending gigs, I work 2 music gigs, I nanny. I used to nanny full time and I nanny like occasionally now.
Yeah.
So it's like.
Nah, you're doing
I'm doing stuff. I don't need to feel bad about when I need the. Yeah. Like
I like also like with like me just being so fucking sick all the time. It's so hard for me to like have no guilt about doing nothing. Like, and I'm just like, and I was with someone. I had like this like energy session thing the other day. This lady does like massage, but like she's like. Like when I met her, she was like, oh no, like I went to Korea and like studied and it turned out like my grandmother's a Korean shaman and like,
oh my God.
All these, she's amazing. And so I just had a session with her on Friday and she does like massage, but like also she's like, she described her hands as portals. So she's like, my hands are portals so I can lay my hands on your body and just like feel what's stuck in your body. And so she'll like put her hands on your body and be like, oh, there's like so much sadness here. Or like there's grief here or there's anger here or whatever. And like use massage to like work it out of you. And like one of the things that she said was just like, she was like, you have to rest.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You have to rest. And I was like, but, and she was like, no. And she was like,
there's no you don't have a choice. Argument here. Yeah.
And she was like, and actually like being human, what did she say? She was like, being human is like taking brave action to be your authentic self. And she was like, and actually like that rest is a brave action for
you.
Like, that's what that is. And I was like, I've always just been like, that's so weak. Rest is for the weak.
Yeah. Cause the bootstraps, like, oh, fuck. Correct. You. Like, yeah, you know, it's literally. Just like, what the fuck? It's just, it's not a sustainable mentality in my opinion.
So you got to be horizontal.
Yeah. I gotta get on. Come on, everybody. Get on our level here.
Correct.
Get...
what games do you play?
I play like 90s Japanese RPGs. Like,
oh, fuck yeah. Early,
like, yeah, like Final Fantasy stuff. Oh God, I'm playing Lunar right now. Oh my God. You'll love this. I wish. One of my favorite games from when I was younger is called Rhapsody.
Okay.
A musical adventure. It's a JRPG where you're like fighting and like you gain levels and stuff, it's like tactic based. Mm-hmm. But it's also a musical. So there's songs, there's a CD with the songs you could listen to in your car, and like it's all just like
what?
It's all girls too. The whole cast. So... You're a trumpeter, a trumpet playing puppeteer. Named Cornette.
Oh my God.
And your mother's like reincarnated soul is living in a puppet that flies around with you, but you don't know that until the end of the game.
Oh my god.
And you fall in love with a prince, but you're like a poor girl, and so there's like this Cinderella aspect to it, and then he gets kidnapped by three badass like witch ladies with the big boobies. Yeah, like, yeah, they're
the big Japanese 90s games. Yeah, tits. Yeah, yeah.
Tits, the bikini tops. Yes. Yeah,
yeah, they're barely holding. Or
their like government issued uniform is like a fucking V, like all the way up their hips, sticking out asses. Yes. Yeah, my like God. You know, gotta go to battle.
100%. And this is what I'm wearing.
This is what I'm going in.
Just flashing everybody every way I possibly can.
So, and then, yeah, and then there's, like, the musical interludes, and some of the, like, play, like, has to do with, like hitting, like, notes.
So fucking cool.
It's really, really fun. And I remember every single song. Do you have a, I have, like a, I can hear a song probably, like, two times, and I have it, like.
Oh, yeah.
Forever.
Me too.
Stuck. Yep. So if it's something that I've heard a lot or, like, been around a lot, it's, like.
I do have that too. I'm actually, I'm pretty quick to memorize. Like, so this, one of the jobs that JP and I do is like going into memory care facilities, and we like make music with the residents there. And so like when they request a song, usually we go through the songs like twice or something as we're singing them. And so like if they request a song I haven't heard before, I'll stand behind JP and like read the sheet music as he's playing. And then I can pretty much like walk away and walk around the room and like do it. Yeah, some of them are harder than others. Like some of the old musical theater ones are like, what the fuck is going on here? And it may take me like a couple times, but like a lot of those like old 20s, 30s, 40s are just like, oh yeah, you hear like, it once, like you're pretty good to go.
I think I get this.
Every year of my life, I go, is that a skill I'm going to lose? Like, I get terrified that that's something, because I'm like, it's so helpful. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, then that's probably even like more in your face when you're at a memory loss like facility, you know?
Yes.
Like,
yes.
My grandmother, Barbara, who I'm named after.
Oh, cool.
She died of Alzheimer's very early. Mm-hmm. I would think I was like 2 or 3 when she died. But I've always felt this like crazy connection to her, and I showed you the picture. We're like doppelgangers. Yes. It's so bizarre. Yes. Her passing from Alzheimer's has always been this thing like looming over me, where I'm like, because I know it skips a generation, you know, like you're just it's such a weird, fragile like memory is such a fragile thing.
But you know what? Like more than anything. Music.
Yeah.
Like I see it every fucking day I do this. Yeah. It's like you, like a person, it's to the point where like I will be singing with someone, like I, like, cause we like squat down in front of them and like look into their eyeballs and like sing with them. And I'm like singing with this person. They know like every word to this song. And then the song ends and I'm like, oh, like, thank you so much for singing that with me. And then they're like, what?
What? Yeah.
Or they just start like rambling on about like some weird fucking shit that like literally makes no sense. It's just like a jumble of like words. And I'm like, you were so lucid. I forgot that there's a reason you're in here. Like, you know, it's so wild. But then also all these places we go into, they're like, whenever you guys leave, it's like all day is just like, it's such an easier sundown period. It's such an easier, everything is easier because like, they all just love this and it brings everyone so much joy.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's music is like magical in every facet of life and at every point of a person's life. Like it is, I've seen it in so many different ways. I feel like now,
yeah,
you know,
and then just the way that it can like, can seep in, this is a weird and funny example, but so I got a new phone and I use Straight Talk. So I just go to Walmart and I say, give me whatever the newest phone that you have is. And it's usually like the last year's or whatever.
Great.
So they gave me this. It's a brick. It's the biggest phone ever. You can barely like, you can't like lay down in bed and use it. Like it's just, you need two hands.
Yes.
It's so stupid.
My God.
But it's all, I'm committed. It's 5 years or whatever. I really don't care. I'm not going to change it up. I don't care about having a phone that much, except for like band stuff. It's the only reason I even have one.
Literally same.
So less so am I going to like get new accessories. So I don't have a charger for it. I charge it out of our PlayStation because it's like the new iPhone.
PC.
Yeah. And I'm like, I'm not going to buy a new fucking charger. I have a million of the other like smaller ones.
Yes.
Fuck this. Oh, but there is one that our PlayStation controllers can use. So I just plug it into my PlayStation. And then, I don't, so it's not compatible with the cars. So I don't have like the thing to plug it in to my car or my boyfriend's car. And so on the way here today, I was relying on the radio and landed on Fly 92.
Yeah, totally.
Fly 92.3. And my God, I knew almost every song from TikTok clips.
Yeah, dude.
I didn't even know I knew these songs.
Yeah.
Like, and not even, I don't even have TikTok. I watch it in true millennial fashion on Instagram. Yes. But like, oh my God. And like the excitement that I got being like, someone pull me up a double shot of whiskey. Like, how the fuck do I know this song? I literally have never heard it. I've never heard it in its entirety. No. And then I'm too messy and I'm too fucking clean. It's great. I love the song.
That's
too.
A
like,
great this song. Is a great
song. Yeah. I'd never heard it before.
100%. Isn't that weird? I know.
But I was like, I knew when it was going to drop and I started singing. Yep. Like, how did I even know that was where that was going?
Yep. Okay, also I have to tell you a funny story to bring this back to Andy, because when we recorded our first episode, he was like, oh yeah, there's a song, I'm like so into it right now, like it's so good. He's like, I'm just putting it on and I like dance around to it all the time, and he puts on that song, and I'm like, oh,
and
yeah,
too busy.
And he goes, and I was like, yeah, I know the song. He's like, oh, you know this song? And he was like upset, and I was like, yeah,
it's he
like
wanted to show you massive. Fight Club. He
it's, I was like, no, this is like massive on TikTok. And he was like, oh, I thought I like discovered her. I was like, no, Andy, the like all of everything, it shot its way to you. Like, that's how it happened. It was very good marketing.
Yeah,
like,
they found you on your
he was like so radar. Upset I felt like, because he was like, oh, and I was like, yeah, I know the song. I was like, oh, what the fuck. But when he said the name of the song and the artist, I was like, oh, I don't know that song. And then he turned it on and I was like, oh yeah, of course I know the song. This
it's
is the
so
song that's
wild.
On TikTok. Yeah.
Well, that's like that. I mean, this is maybe a little bit of a dark turn, but I'm sure we could fix it in
Let's
post.
Let's go there.
David, you know, like the, when I don't care long it takes.
Yes.
Like dismembered a girl and put her in his trunk. Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess that we don't know exactly what happened. But like all of his songs are about like killing girls and like, like,
and we're like, are you a little flying a little close to the sun?
However, I've been listening to that on TikTok or Instagram for however long, and I'm like, yeah, I was vibing with this, and I know this song like so intimately. But I had no idea who he was, when that came. I'm like, who's this?
Yes,
D4D, because I love. I mean, let's. Oh my God, true crime and music.
Oh my
combined?
God, put it together.
Are you kidding?
Are you a true crime girly too?
Oh my God.
Of course you are. Here we are. Okay.
Oh my God.
Okay. Here we are.
Oh my God, I'm a true crime girly. Obsessed.
Yes, yes. I had to stop for a little bit.
You need breaks. You cannot.
Yeah.
That's not sustainable. No.
Also
no.
Being highly anxious people.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's like part of the training to becoming highly anxious.
Correct.
But.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I get so stuck in it. Mm-hmm. Pretty much serial killers is like all we have on when we go on tour. Like
Oh, really?
Oh yeah, just
fun. Yeah. Oh my God, I love that. Serial killers, that's all we have on.
That's all I'm bringing in as I go sleep in like hotel rooms, all of in like strange places. Like,
yeah, that's good.
Perfect.
That's good. Yeah, with doors that like we're not sure if the locks, the chain things. And then did you see that guy on TikTok for a while who was also like, here's what to do when you're actually in a hotel room to like keep people from getting in? Like, and he had like a whole thing, and then he started selling it, and it was like a whole thing.
I think I did see that actually.
Yeah. It was like a cop, I think.
I'm so, you grew up in a small town too?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm so dumb with a lot of like safety things.
You know what's weird is I grew up in a small town, but my mom grew up in Brooklyn.
Okay.
And then moved to Long Island. So she's always been very like about like, okay, I was telling someone this the other day. When you go to the city, you put money in your shoe because you're going to get mugged.
Uh-huh.
So like, you need money in your sock. Like,
yeah.
That was like a whole thing. And it was always lock the doors, always lock your car. Like, meanwhile, my dad, who grew up in like Peekskill, is like doors always open. Keys are usually in the truck.
Same.
Oh my God.
Had to get that out of. And I did that in Troy. Like when I moved there, like keys in the car, like just didn't even.
Oh my God. Nothing ever happened?
No.
That's wild.
No.
And that's wild. And that's the thing too. It's like 90% of the time, it's like nothing will happen. But for some reason, I have weird anxiety about that.
No, yeah. You should always be like cautious. It's a fucking crazy world. Like we live in a crazy world. I actually had a very intense stint of life with a stalker. an online stalker.
Oh my god.
Who for I think like 6 months, with almost no reciprocity from me. Like I messaged them back on like the first message because I was like, what, like who is this, you know? Yeah. And but they never like answered. But so they messaged me every night for 6 months, like 23 times. What? crazy shit. Dude. Like just out of like twinkle twinkle little whore, close your legs, they're not a door. I bet you'd fuck me for $1,000. Like you, like
dude,
yeah, it was crazy. What the okay fuck? So but then also another crazy aspect of this is that they would change their name, no their way. Username almost every day. And it was, so it'd be like L Fernan, Gabby L, Elena Go, like just like little, you know, little things, but they would shift enough where I'd be like, okay, that's close to this. And then I finally like was like unlocking the puzzle pieces of it where it would be like, oh, these are all names of either massive female pop stars or murdered children. Yeah, like they like what? Cut them up into like weird, like it'd be like,
oh my god,
like this chunk of the name underscore this chunk of the name.
Oh my god.
And then the next time it'd be another little piece of the name underscore this chunk of the name.
What the fuck?
So yeah, as it goes on, I'm like, this is getting real.
Uh-huh.
Like real scary. And the only people that any of these things would follow would either be like some like, you know, big star or somebody from the Capital Region.
What?
And I had no connecting points. There were certain people that I asked, like, hey, do you know this? Like, they had no idea. Whoa. So it got really, I mean, I went rabbit hole, like,
wow,
you know, like constant. But then it's funny too, because I'm like telling people, like telling the boys in my band, and they're like, oh yeah, like, you know, like dudes message you and call you a cunt all the time. Not that they were dismissing it, but like that's a female experience, yep. I feel is like, you know, just like shitty people in your DMs are constantly 100%. Like saying stuff to you all the time. So nobody was like alarmed, and I'm even myself, my alarms aren't going off enough to be like, this is actually
right. It's just like,
because I'm like, oh, yep, guy, just a guy telling me I'm a cunt in my DMs. Like,
cool, let's it's go. A Tuesday.
It's but then I, you know, as it goes on, and it's just like constant all night, every night. Dude. And then they eventually messaged Candy Ambulance. And then once the boys started seeing, like, they were like, holy shit. Like, yeah. I think that was, it was a reality check for everybody. I'm not saying that they yep. did, that they were not, like, doing the right no, thing. But 100%. It was a reality check for me to see them see it in reaction. Real time. And they were like, what the, they shut it down fucking immediately. They, like, wow. were, like, police involved.
Yep.
And the reasoning was that, like, the last thing that they said was, I'm going to come to your house and kill you.
Oh, Jesus Christ, dude.
Yep. So... Oh, boys God. Call the police. We have an investigator on it. Lockdown. Oh, sorry. This is non-essential. So I'm like, okay, now this, whoever this crazy fucker is, can't you just tell me if they're signing in from like California? Then somewhere. I won't feel like yep. I'm like under immediate like threat.
Yep.
But so they just dropped it. They're like, this isn't essential. They weren't, I had no way of finding out who it was.
I just got like, oh my God.
So, and I'm, and my... boy, or no, Jesse and I were living together, but he had just moved out. Okay. So I'm living alone.
No.
Alone. Lockdown. God. Yeah. I did not watch TV. I had every door flush with the wall, shower curtains open. Yep. I'm checking locks on the windows. A friend of mine came over. There's a weapon in every room of my apartment, stashed somewhere how fucking scared I was at this time. Like,
oh my God, because you're also not leaving your house. Like,
no one can leave their house. I know. And I'm like, if someone's going to go crazy and kill me,
it would be right now.
This is the time. Yeah, like, right they're, now. If they were about to lose it before, like, holy shit.
Fucking A.
No, that was honestly crazy.
And like, what's also extra scary is like, you also, you know, being a musician, it's like, because I had a dude who like, I was like, I could just see him rolling up at one of my gigs and like being like,
and we say fuck where off. We are all the
That's
time.
That's what I was just gonna say. And like my location is posted all the fucking time. Yeah, correct. Like, yeah, okay, great. Like this, I know.
It's so, yeah.
That's so fucking terrifying. It's like, it's not like, but I mean, at least Candy Ambulance, probably you weren't playing shows for a little bit.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's like, there's that. But just, you don't know if this fucker knows where you live.
Yeah.
There's no way for you to know if they actually know if it's a veiled threat or what the fuck ever.
Or if they're even, any, if they're anywhere near me. And well, I'm thinking, you know, like just the fact that it was so, I mean, they must have been, the effort that you would put into like changing your name every day and then messaging me at least 20 times every single night.
It's literally psychotic. Mm-hmm. Like
for 6 months. This wasn't like a couple.
What made it stop?
When they said that they were going to kill me. On the Candy Ambulance one, I think I'm assuming that probably was like the reality, because that's like that moves it into like the like biggest level of like a misdemeanor.
Okay.
So you like they could have gotten into like if they pursued it would have been like a I think a, it's called like a Class A misdemeanor.
Holy shit.
Yeah, you can't. For anyone listening, you're not supposed to tell people you're gonna kill them on the internet.
For anyone listening, just don't cross that line. Wow. And so like nothing ever happened, it just kind of like dissipated and it's done. Do you ever hear from them? And you don't even know who they are.
No, I have no idea.
They could be listening right now. Right, correct.
Because
oh my god, well, you're no, like talk that. About this and then they're gonna fucking message you.
Oh my god, yeah. I stir the pot back up. I fucking would.
You're like, come fucking get me, bitch.
That's so me. Classic me.
In your juicy couture.
I'm in my juicy.
Oh my god.
I'm here in Mechanicville, you know, where I used to date a way older man when I was in my 20s. Yeah.
Oh my god.
His place was like right over there too. No as way. I was driving through, I was like, I think we like walked around here at one point.
my older man was the one who I was like, you're gonna show up at a show.
Oh, and, like, Jesus.
Fucking, yeah, he was crazy. He one time he just sent me a photo of he was like in fucking Macy's and like sent me a photo of like Calvin Klein like bra Stop. Underwear set and said, I wanna put my baby in designer.
Gosh.
Yeah. And that, yeah, he said some weird shit to me. God, he said some weird shit.
Oh, I miss when men were men, you know, like that.
Oh, I miss it so much. I remember him telling me, he like, oh my God, I'm having all these memories now. Damn it.
Oh, they flooded
me.
Yeah.
They did. They just came flooding in. He wanted to like give me penguin legs. And I was like, I don't understand what that means. And then he was like, I want to like fuck you so hard that you were like walking like a penguin. And I was like, this is crazy.
Well,
this is cute. Like, I don't know. Like, what the fuck? And then he was like, I'm going to fucking come to your house and I'm going to fucking like, da-da-da. And I was like, blocked.
The fucked up thing about me is that like sometimes penguin legs might work on me depending. Oh, and then I just end up with penguin. A fetish. For
Yeah.
And then I'm like asking the next guy, like, you want to make my legs penguin? And then...
No, like, the thing is, he
like,
was,
what
he
the
was
fuck
all
are
talk.
You talking about? No, those guys always yes. are. They can never. No. It's always the one that like mentally like gets me into the space of yes. like, oh my god, I'm
oh,
so
you opened
like
up a new fetish for me.
I have no idea what to do with how like turned on I am yes. with this, yes. and then they show up and it's like, oh god, that
oh
was the most disappointing god. Fucking
oh,
thing.
So
I've
disappointing,
ever.
So disappointing. He yeah no oh my god, he just made me lay on a pillow that like he wouldn't let me move. And I was just like, oh, he was like, no, like pillow princess baby. And I was like, would be good if the dick was better.
Right.
I
don't yeah. Know. Yeah. 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 If this, I like, again, I was here. I'm ready to get weird. Like
you talk me up. I was ready for penguin legs. Deliver.
Oh, it's, oh my God. Where do they get, they talk about fucking
confidence.
False confidence.
Correct.
Jesus Christ.
Who told you knew what you were doing?
I got to channel that when I play.
Oh, that's called, we call that tiny dick energy.
Penguin legging my audience. That's what's happening. If you come to my show November 12th at No Fun, I'm gonna
prepare
give you,
to be
I'm penguin. Gonna give you penguin legs.
Musically. I love that. Oh my god. Believe it or not.
We got
yeah.
Yeah, I bet. I know. I was like, this must be so hard to like edit down to once you like.
I'm like, Andy, I'm really sorry about this one.
he's gonna love it.
Oh, I think he's gonna love it. Yeah, it'll be amazing. But Thank you so fucking thank much for you. Doing this and coming here and coming to this weird little town in Mechanicville where I love you once it. Dated an older man.
I want to stay.
I know. I want you to stay. I'm like, I think we're just friends now.
Yeah. This is just,
so you can come anytime.
This was the point, I think, was like, yeah.
No, like literally though, that's all that it is. But yeah, thank you so much.
Oh yeah, thank you. Talking to